And then the item in yellow here, we're going to need to identify any new restricted grants that had not been satisfied at the end of the year. So it's a bit of a change in accounting standards where we show permanently restricted net assets as well as temporarily restricted net assets on that same line. And so based on the matter I talked about with that multi-year grant, this number will change a little bit. And so that's an obtainable number, but we do need to settle on the accounting treatment of especially the multi-year grant. The other ones, I have the information. We can handle that. So that fix will be achievable with information that I have. Any questions on the balance sheet before I move to the next page?
Madam Chair, this is the timekeeper. We're down to 39 seconds. We're going to need another extension of time.
Okay. Will somebody move to extend?
So moved, Eric.
Eric moves to extend another 15 or 10?
Another 15.
Yeah, 15.
Thank you.
Let us try to move along so we can get through this.
All right.
George, go ahead.
Moving on to the statement of activities, the items in yellow there, that's the same matter I spoke about with the balance sheet, just a matter of identifying which grants had donor restrictions. And then that's under grants and contributions. And then on the release from restrictions, there'll be entries there for that, one for the $25,000 and then another for about $80,000. So there'll be offsetting numbers within that release from restriction line. And then the interest income, that's a known number that just needs to be allocated to the donor restriction column. Moving down, thing is pretty normal. You'll see change in operating net assets of $19,979, and so that could be considered a operating gain. And so that's good. It's not big, but it's a positive result from operations. And that does include some certainly some depreciation. So when you take that into account, the position or the balance sheet position would have improved even more than the $20,000 there. And then non-operating activity is a gain on forgiveness of accounts payable of almost $2.4 million. And so very good for the organization as a big liability, maybe the second biggest liability on the balance sheet. And so work by Lydia and the board, or maybe just Lydia, I'm not sure who was involved, but some work was involved to get that forgiven, and that's documented and written off. So that helps quite a bit. And so moving down, I guess I should point to the far right column. We came into the year with a deficit net assets of $4.6 million. But with the change in net assets of almost 2.4, it brings us up, I should say, to about 2.2 million. It's still a deficit, but it's in the right direction. Any questions on this report? All right, there's just a comparative report from 2018. I won't spend any time on that. Other than just to say the bottom of 2018, we had a change in net assets of about $8,000 to the negative, but keep in mind that buried in there is over $700,000 in a gain on sale of property. So there was gain on the part of the building in Berkeley. And so without that, we would have been negative $735,000. So this was a good year. Statement of functional expenses, I'm not going to go through that.
Can I just mention something about that? I did.
Sure.
I just calculated the percentages on these numbers, and our program spending comes out to 41%, and our support services are 59%. So we really need to get a grip on how we book things, because really we'd like to see the support services show up around 25% is kind of normal, I believe. But having our support services, which is administration and fundraising, to have those take up a much larger portion of our spending than our actual program spending is not good. So I think it really has a lot more to do with how we classify our spending. So that would be great to work on that.
And that gets coded at the stations, and it gets tough at this stage of the audit to try to do a lot of reclassing because...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying that it should be done by you guys, but we probably need to write up some kind of, you know, manuals and instructions for people so we can have a consistent way of doing it. I've been harping on that. You know,
just kind of like, or maybe this, Peter. Want to comment. I think another thing that would help us is if we could perhaps even see the invoice to see the coding, but this for another discussion, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
For another day.
Yeah, there's. For example, the rent, office, and studio. There's $234,000 in management in general and $42,000 in program service. It's probably exactly opposite. So I think sometimes at the station they may lose sight of what that last number is for in the chart of accounts. That's what determines where these go. But yeah, that's a good point, and it's something to be worked on. So moving on to the statement of cash flows. Most people don't understand that very much, and so most of my auditor presentations they move past it pretty quickly. So I think looking through there, you can see how cash was used. That the change in net assets of $2.4 million, that would normally be a plus, but then there's a bit of adding and subtracting changes in the balance sheet, items that are non-cash changes, and then other sources and uses. Let me get back to that. Okay. You can see the $100,000 paid down on the note, and that cash and equivalents were $956,000, and that was down a bit from the prior year, but there's changes in other balance sheet accounts that that are favorable other than cash. The cash paid for interest, that's a easily obtainable number. The interest expense we've provided, but that includes an accrual of the fourth quarter of interest. So I just have to check the cutoff there, and so that's an easy number to provide. Just keep in mind,
hey George, I'm thinking we could just move forward with some of the other issues. There's, you know, once we get into the text, lot of it's a lot of it's boilerplate. So, you know, we don't have to get too deep into that.
Yeah, I'll just hit the yellow fields there.
Great.
To address the question.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry about that. The auditor's opinion covers. When we get to the end, there's consolidating information, which is provided but not covered by the opinion. So just putting that there. This on page 11, the revenue recognition, that's a known number. I'll be popping that in there, providing it to them tomorrow. Change my view just a little bit so you can see a little more. Okay. Moving down to page 12, the date of the report will probably be the 29th or the 30th. And we've got questions out that we need to get information on some lawsuits between a station and some board members, and so they've got a little bit of work to put into this note. Page 13 is at 557. I'll be updating that based on what we decide on some of the other items. Note payable for the equipment loan on page 15. That's a known number. I've built an amortization schedule for this note, and so it is right there. And bouncing back up to 14, we had talked about extending the loan beyond September 2021. I believe it's maybe October 2022. It's out there sufficiently.
Right.
So So it'll stay a non-current asset liability for this year and for fiscal FY20 audit. Uh,
Eric, with a brief comment on that exact point, if
go
I may.
Go ahead, Eric, quickly. Uh-huh.
Should that make clear that the $100,000 is a payment to pay down the principal, because there's also reference to the interest-only payments?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little proofreading type syntax issue there.
Well,
yeah.
It's
up to you guys.
Yeah, it's self-evident.
Only for the interest.
It's shown as a reduction in the liability, and there's interest expense, but that's not reflected in the principal discussion of the note.
So, am I wrong? The $100,000 then is the cumulative interest payments only, or I thought there was a separate pay down on the principal of a modest amount, but maybe not in this audit year.
Yeah. No, that $100,000 was principal only. The interest was paid currently through the year.
Got it.
Paid quarterly. Yeah.
Quarterly, that's correct.
Yep.
Okay.
Next page is just a question on the. The start date of this note, I'll be confirming that with them. And note 7 there on bottom of page 16, I'll be updating. I've updated the endowment piece, but there's going to be some other temporarily restricted net assets reflected in that number.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. We need another extension of time. Hello? Madam Chair?
I'm sorry, I had muted myself. George, how much more time do you think we might need on this? You're part of it.
Probably 10 minutes. It depends on questions. And
okay. Well, let's extend by 15 then. Will someone move?
No moved.
Some moved.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
There's
go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. On page 17, there's a number to fill in there, and I've updated that schedule. Sent that to them, but I will be putting that number in there tomorrow. So that's a known number. Same thing on 18.
Interested.
So these open items are doable. On page 21 with the pension plan, That is also
so that is what Anita's working on, right?
Okay. Well, there's I've got to read all the items here, but I know what was paid currently towards retirement, and I know what was paid against the liability for the 401A plan. And so that's that might be a little bit different than the 403B estimate that we're working on to see if we've got information sufficient to change that estimate. And then on the next page, pension plans continued. I'll be updating those numbers, and that what we have, and that's based on the prior estimates minus the payments. Uh, And a lot of the verbiage here will be an update on the pension plan audits and where we are with that. So that one's a little stickier, granted. And then they're just updating the amounts and of these benefits and some wording just to review that the comparable numbers are have been updated properly. And then with this litigation, that can be simplified. Some of that was stated for the first time last year, and so we can smooth out that wording a little bit since it's not new to the statements this year. And then page 25, there's a number, the net deficit, which goes to about $2.2 million, and so that is good. And then under the substantial doubt about ability to continue, we might be able to update that based on the loan extension. And if there's anything new related to CPB, which not sure that has been, but one area related to CPB was payback of grants. They were audited for, I believe, FY 08 through 11, and there was misreporting, chaos, and so that's where the organization lost their CPB qualification and owed back about $137,000, which was paid back last May, I believe. And so that was FY20, so it doesn't impact this audit, but it might bear mentioning here or in subsequent events. All right, and so that is it. There's other, as was pointed out, some of these numbers need to be updated on the consolidating information. But those are numbers that I provide. I provide that balance sheet and income statement in this unconsolidated form. So these are all numbers that if anything needs to be updated here, those are numbers that they have. I think they were waiting for a review of the testing and they, I think we pulled, I uploaded over 100 items today based on their testing, and I did come up with two small entries. One was a deferred income, and another one was just correcting a what was showing as a prepaid. So there's minor changes there. The only big change that I expect is how we treat that multi-year grant. So, and then the page 33, statement of functional expenses, I have provided that as well. And it's the handling of the forgiveness of debt needs to be pulled out of my schedule, but they they've already accounted for that on the income statement. So, with that, we're going to be in good shape.
It sounds like if you people don't sleep today or tomorrow, it should get done.
Exactly.
Jillian to the stack.
Eric to the stack.
I'm sorry, who? I'm sorry, that was Janine, and then who?
Eric.
Eric. Okay. Go ahead. Let's try to be concise, because we still have at least one important point to deal with tonight. But go ahead, please.
Well, I got dropped from the call, and so I may have missed this, but I'm wondering if, you know, the due date is at the end of this week. Will there be a revised that gets distributed?
Yeah, we are going to get to that in the next point. That's called next step. Okay.
Great.
Eric, go ahead.
So on page 26, I believe it's already been mentioned that there's going to be a revision based on the fact the loan was extended. I take it that as part of that, the language at the bottom of the paragraph, which right above where it says management's evaluation of the significance, right above that, it says that that there is a potential of the loan, of having the loan called prematurely, which also puts at risk property and equipment pledged as collateral. Given that the loan is now due in October of 2022, my own layperson's view would be that perhaps that there is not a risk of the loan being called prematurely. So hopefully that does get edited out. And I had one other small point related. A sort of proofreader in me wants to mention on page 28, where it speaks to, in that paragraph, within number 14, the last paragraph, investment and expertise are the focal point of the foundation moving forward. And then it goes on to talk about that going concern again. If it just others don't disagree, I do think that's a little dry for Pacifica, but it's obviously will stand as is. But perhaps if others agree, we could add investment expertise and mission-driven zeal, are the focal points of the foundation moving forward. Something like that. It doesn't have to be that exact the language. I'd rather we have something related to our fidelity to our reason for being, Pacifica's mission statement. Something along that line. It can be considered as to what could be stated there, but just investment and expertise without any reference to the
mission. Got your point. We'll communicate that to the auditor.
If you wouldn't mind. Thank you so much. If others don't disagree.
The auditor can choose to take it or not.
I would second that. Marilyn would second that.
Okay.
So,
we'll send it to Jorge.
Could the speaker email me that language? And where you?
Yeah, I was right on number 14 on page 28.
I've got it right here. I can copy that paragraph and send it to you.
Yeah, Eileen, you can do that.
It's going to be done in a second. Okay. All right. Any other questions on the document so far? Obviously, there's a lot to be done, and I think the next draft will be significantly tidier, and a lot of the wording will be different. But like George said, we've got quite the tight timeline, and there may be less time for wordsmithing than we would hope for. It might be a good moment to talk about the next steps, because that might influence the questions, if that's okay. We can come back to questions if we need to. Since this has to be submitted on the 30th, the PNB does need to, I guess, vote on it, approve it. But before the PNB can approve it, they need the audit committee's recommendation. So we have a few options for that. We can say, well, we understand all these changes and everything that, you know, George is going to make his updates, and Anita and Jorge will rewrite things, and they've, you know, we've seen what they all are. So we could vote to, we basically vote to recommend that the PNB accept the audit. So we can either do that tonight if we believe that all the changes and additions we've seen will be made and that will happen. If we're not sure and we want to wait, I believe we are expecting a new draft sometime, I guess, probably towards the end of the day on Wednesday, which we could obtain that and then all look it over and see if all of our various concerns have been addressed. And then we could do, well, I think the easiest thing would be to have an emergency meeting on Thursday before the PNB meeting, just a quick meeting where we could vote to recommend to the PNB that it accept the audit. That's our recommendation. So that's what I see as the timeline. If anybody has a different one, that would be great. Yeah, who's speaking?
This is George.
Okay.
And I might say you might consider an email review and approval. I don't see it anywhere in the bylaws where it needs to be voted on by the audit committee before going to the board, and I don't see that the board needs to approve it. That the signature that's needed is the auditor opinion.
Right. So I guess this has been our process, though.
Yeah, and that's a decent practice, but we don't want to have
we don't want that to hold us up, right?
Yeah. Right.
One thing I'll say, and give me a second, Lawrence. I think we are allowed to approve things by email, but I believe it needs to be unanimous if we do it that way. And I'm almost more worried about not getting everybody's response. I'm not sure how that works. Or would we just need a response from a quorum? So if somebody knows the answer to that,
yeah, I do.
Speak up. Okay, Lawrence, go ahead. You understand?
I understand the concern of George, but it has always been our practice, as many years as I've been around in Pacifica, that the audit committee provides a recommendation. Now, in terms of email voting, you need unanimous consent in order for an email vote to count, according to Robert's Rules of Order, in order for it to be, it has to be unanimous. So I guess with the changes that have to be made, maybe we could consider having an emails change, and if the committee, I believe the committee is disciplined enough and cares about Pacifica enough to engage in that process. I don't have the bylaws in front of me, so I would hold George's word as correct, but still our practice has been to recommend the audits for the PNB and for the PMB to ratify the recommendation or to reject it. I mean, that's just the way Pacifica and the National Board operates. So I'm not opposed to engaging in the unanimous consent process. But just like you said, Eileen, all members of the committee have to be aware that that's going to go down. So that's
what we got. I'm sorry, let me just clarify or confirm. Every single member of the committee, even what if they don't answer? We have somebody who probably won't continue on this committee because he hasn't attended several meetings in a row. You know, what about people who just don't answer?
Madam Chair, whoever's
listening. Yes, Ron, you probably know the answer.
No, I know the answer, but I just know that whoever's listed on that roster of participants would have to be notified. And if they don't answer, well that's another conundrum. But I do have another question also.
Well, that's my question. If they don't answer, we'll notify everybody, but what if they don't answer? You know, what if 12 out of whatever it is do answer yes, and then we'll get two people who don't?
Well, like I say, you know, I don't know what the rules are on that. But they have to be, you know, they have to be included in that count.
Right. And, okay.
My other question was this. Based on what we've heard tonight, is there any reason not to support the changes that have been proposed, and just vote on this, you know, to send to the PNB? That's my question to the members.
Okay. Let me, Marilyn wanted the floor, so, but I do want us to consider one.
This is Lawrence. I'd like to be on the stack again, please.
Okay. Marilyn?
And then Lydia.
Marilyn, Lawrence, Lydia. Okay.
I'll let Lydia go ahead of me, and then I'll follow her.
Is that all right with you, Lawrence?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. Lydia, go ahead then.
Yes. So I would recommend approving the draft with the recommendations, with all of the notations that we have made from this committee. As Eileen knows, I had also thought that another option would be to attend, for the audit committee to attend the PMB meeting. And but if you can take a vote tonight, I think that would be the cleanest thing. And again, the bylaws don't speak specifically to this. It has been our practice. I think it's a good practice, and you can say exactly what happened is that you're recommending this also based on the fact that the NETA, the CFO was present, George was present, the ED were present to answer questions and take notes on any things that needed to be corrected that weren't already addressed, with the confidence that those things will be addressed, and pass it and approve it.
Okay. Good. Marilyn, you're next.
Well, I'm glad she said that, because that the speaker before me had same question I had, and I think Lydia answered that, so...
Is that it, then?
Oh, I'm sorry. If I may, I also meant to say unanimous means unanimous. It means everybody. If someone doesn't respond, then you don't have a unanimous approval by email.
Okay. I just didn't know if there was like a quorum. Part of that. Okay.
No.
Marilyn, were you done?
I'm finished. Yeah.
Thank you, then. Lawrence?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. So I'd like to move the recommendation or the suggestion that Lydia made, that we approve the current audit, and to reiterate what Ron said, Ron Pinchback said, that with reflecting that those changes are going to be made, I mean, those additions are going to be made to the current draft. So that's a motion, Chair.
Who was that to the stack?
I guess I wanted to mention, and like I said, I've been dropped twice, so I'm not sure if I'm misunderstanding, but even though there's items that are getting, that we've discussed to be put in, but there's also items that are just not finalized, from my impression. You know, that they are still looking into and finalizing. So I feel like there's a lot of good faith there that it would be something that we're okay with. I don't know whether I'm making much sense, but wasn't there, you know, it doesn't seem like we know whether we... Yeah.
No, please don't interrupt Lawrence. Let her finish what she's saying.
Yeah, I guess saying that we weren't sure whether it seems like there's just a few more things that we're not sure of. And so I would have a hard time voting to approve it without those items flushed out.
Okay. Timekeeper. We're just going to try and keep moving through this and wrap it up soon.
Okay. Thank you. Again, time?
Yeah.
I'm going to extend another 10 minutes.
Okay, another 10 minutes.
So moved.
Yeah, I'm trying to get everything written down and get through people. Let's see, move on the recommendation. Then we have Janine's, I don't want to say objection, I don't know what we call it, her reservation. Then, Lawrence, you had a question?
Yeah, the question was that I made a motion, and is that in order?
Okay, I think it is in order. Okay, I think we should just, we'll need to rewrite the motion, but it's basically, you know, for the minutes, but it's basically to vote to recommend to the PNB that they accept the audit, that they'll be sent a draft of it also before the PNB meeting, taking into account that, you know, we've heard all the updates that are to be made, and on that basis, we would vote to accept it. Shall we take that vote?
This is Lydia to the stack.
Oh, go ahead, Lydia.
Yes. So I just wanted to say that the PMB is going to be going through this to assuage some of the concerns. They'll be going through, you're going to have 22 people combing through this, and they'll, and so I think also the input from Eileen, I will recommend, and if the whole, since we're going to have the vote today, the whole committee doesn't have to attend the PMB, but I will still be recommending that Eileen and certainly Anita will be on the call and George, whoever, so... We will be going through the entire thing, and we normally have those meetings for about 4 hours. So I am confident.
And I hope to, I was planning, if we can get the draft on Wednesday, we're going to send it out to the PNB that evening as well.
Correct.
So they have at least, you know.
Right, and you don't need a unanimous vote tonight, but you do need a majority vote.
Okay.
Marilyn,
go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what Janine's talking about, and I share her concern, but the only alternative to going ahead with with Lawrence's motion is to wait for the final draft to come out and have another meeting of the audit committee. And I think that might be kind of hard to arrange. And in this case, I like to do it, but I understand Janine's concerns, but I'm falling on the side of thinking we can't do it by email because we would not get unanimous response and then we would have no input or nothing. So that's why I hesitate, but I go along with this, with Lawrence's proposal, because I don't think we'd be able to get a meeting before Thursday.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, Ron, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to call the vote on this motion.
Okay. Good question. All right. I heard another voice in there, but I think we need to go to the vote. So I will call. I will call the roll on the vote.
The committee has to agree to move on to for the vote.
Oh. Okay. Do we have to vote on voting? Is that what you mean? Are there any objections to moving to the vote? Hearing none, we are going to move on to the vote. No objection. Moving to the vote. Okay. All right. Let's see. Adriana is not here. Darlene Pagano? Yes is to approve and no is
yes,
to
I'm approving.
Okay. Thank you. Eric Dickinson?
I'll pass this for the moment.
Okay. Let's see. James McFadden.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'd gotten cut off at one point. I'm going to abstain on this. I don't like approving.
Okay.
I haven't seen the final version. I'm happy to do another meeting.
Okay. Gotcha. Janine? One?
I'm happy to do another meeting as well, so my vote is
okay.
No.
All right, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Right. Marilyn, vote Downey?
I want to pass right now.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Sandra Rowland?
I vote no.
Right. Tom is not here. Sandy's not here. William is not here. I had a pass, and that was Eric Jacobson.
I'd like another meeting, too. I guess I'll vote no.
Okay. And I think that Marilyn, you passed?
Yes, I passed, yeah.
Are you staying passed, or are you going to abstain, or are you going to vote?
I'd like to have a meeting, but there's no time between now and then that I could have another meeting, so I just have to abstain, I guess.
Okay. So right now I have 3 yes, 3 no's, and 2 abstains. And I haven't voted yet. I would vote. That means I should vote. Is that correct? So I'm going to vote yes. So now we have 4 yeses, 3 noes, and 2 abstains.
Okay.
So the motion passes. I will say, though, I think that it won't be completely formal in the same way, but when we get the draft, the new draft on Wednesday, we can all look through them and note our and any concerns we have.
Madam Chair,
to pass along to the PNB.
Anita, back also.
Yeah. Anita, you go ahead.
I probably should have reminded folks about this a few moments ago. Our part is due on Wednesday. as soon as George and he's been submitting everything to the auditors, they are able to start on the report. I'm hoping that they can turn it around Wednesday, but there's no confirmation of that. Actually, when I talked to Jorge, he thought probably on Thursday, and he was doing it. You know, we would be lucky to have it then because it would be prior to the PMB. I just want everyone to know that this audit has to be submitted to the California AG's office on Friday the 30th, and I'm assuming before 5. So
yes,
it has
I
to.
That, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It has to go through all those channels.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, question for Anita.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ron. I'm not sure how the stacks up right.
Well, my question is, so what you're saying is that we have to have a working document for you guys to present no later than Friday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a meeting of the PMB scheduled for Thursday. Now, in the likelihood that the PMB discover in its evaluation of these documents, that they discover some issues, we won't be able to go back to the drawing board on this. Is that correct? Because that submission has to be by the 30th?
Well, if there was something that was found on Thursday at the meeting, then, yes, Friday morning they would have an opportunity to correct it or make a change if they agreed. So, I mean, there's a window of time there that changes could be made. But they're
okay.
Very much aware of the timing on this.
And let me interject that I do understand, Janine, your points. And normally I would go along with that, but just because of the timing and the tight space we're in with very little wiggle room and without even knowing if we're going to be able to get that draft on Wednesday to have time to look through it, I would also like to go back to what George said, which is that pretty soon we're going to have the 2020 audit done. And probably not a lot of people are going to go back and look at the 2019 one. And the 2020 one should look better because, you know, we made a lot of advances during that time. So
right.
I would say that once we get the draft in our hands, any and all of us should go through it and see if there's anything we do object to or that we, you know, have questions about, and we can send them on for the PNB's review. We can bring them up there. And hope that can satisfy things.
So, Madam Chair, I just want to, I wanted some clarity.
Go ahead.
So the audit then will be forwarded to us on Thursday before the PNB, so we have a chance to look at it and participate in the PNB meeting if we'd like to. Is that the timetable?
It will be forwarded to everybody as soon as it's available. I don't think we want to have too many members of the committee in the actual PNB meeting because chaos. It's already 22 of them or something. And we have a few members of the PNB on this committee, so we'll be able to help represent. I will be there as the chair, and Lydia will be there, and Anita will be there. And you'll be able to listen on the stream at the meeting. I'm not sure what else to say there.
Well, I guess I'm just, is there any, to follow up, mm-hmm. You know, we are pre-approving an audit that's not finished. So if there's no window, I guess I'm just wondering, when you say that there's a window for us to speak up about something, then when is that window? Because I don't know that we have Anita and George outside
Madam Chair.
The PNB meeting.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, I don't really, hang on. I'm not sure I quite get you, Janine, but I'm going to let Ron.
Madam Chair, that's what I want to get at. The answer was real simple. We meet, the PNB meets on Thursday. The PNB has to go over this document anyway before it can approve it. It still has to be approved by the PNB. As part of that process, the PNB will be examining this document at the Thursday meeting. That's what she's referring to, Janine.
I'm
sorry. Let Ron finish, and then you can speak, Janine.
And if we get the draft, if we get the draft on Wednesday, and there are things that you or anybody else on this committee are concerned about, then you can submit those to your PNB rep so that it can be brought up at the PNB meeting. So you got 48 hours of opportunity there, you know.
Hear that we would have a final by Thursday.
We absolutely have to have a final document by Thursday. There is still room for a smallish changes to be made Friday morning if the PNB comes up with things it wants changed or things should be changed.
This is Lydia.
But Friday is the
go
day.
Ahead, Lydia. Lydia, go ahead.
Okay. As George pointed out, there is no legal requirement for the PNB to pass this. It has been our practice. I think there's a misunderstanding of the requisite independence of an audit. What the government, in this case, the government of California, the state of California, is not granting us any more extensions on this audit. So it has to be in on Friday. And the audit is by the auditor. It is not by the PNB. It is not by the audit committee. It is by the auditor. That is why it is given the weight that it is given. That is why the state of California requires that there be an independent audit. However, our practice, which I think is an excellent practice, has been for us to review the audit. And for the PNB to be aware of what the auditor is saying about our finances, and to, by virtue of our vote, that we have read it, we understand it, and we support it, but the state of California is not requiring a PNB vote at all. All they want is the auditor to send them the audit by Friday. I mean, it's not negotiable. We cannot get another extension. We're out of business if we don't have that audit in it. So that's just my final thing. What Eileen is correct in saying is that if we get this the final audit report in time on Thursday or before, that, of course, all comments are welcomed by members of the PNB and members of this committee. And that draft will be sent to this committee immediately as soon as we get that draft.
Am I on the stack still, Chair?
I don't know. I lost track of the stack, but you are now.
Thank you.
Is asking
so,
to be
you know, I
for
think,
the fourth time.
I'm sorry. Someone else was speaking over you?
I said I have asked to be on the stack. This will be the fourth time.
Oh, Darlene, I'm so sorry.
I
didn't hear you an hour ago, but please go now. I didn't hear you recently. Go ahead, Darlene.
It's going to be quite small because Lydia did an excellent job. But what I was going to say is the audit cannot wait for our satisfaction that we understand everything or it's explained to our individual satisfaction. If we have documented substantial errors to bring forward, that would be our place to do. But these numbers are things that happened 2 years ago. They happened. They're done. They're over. And we have to do the turn in the report to the state of California. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Very well said.
Thank you,
I've been meaning to get in touch with you because of your profession. Anyway, Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. So, you know, you sent out the draft on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to study it as best as I could, applying logic. So I think, you know, when we get on committees, I think it behooves us to do our homework and jot down any questions. And we still have time to submit questions. So my sister Janine, you still have time to submit questions. So it's not like, and Eileen's going to be there. I'll be there. Ron will be there. Lydia, Anita will be there. Probably George, too. So, I mean, but the state is requiring us. This is practically a two-year-old audit that has to be submitted by Friday. So you still got to Friday to submit questions. I mean, to Thursday, or at least tomorrow, to submit any questions or any concerns you may have, Janine. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Lawrence. Well, I think we've come to a sort of a conclusion. Since we can't be sure when we're going to get the next draft, we can only do the best we can do, which is to distribute it as soon as it's available to both the members of this committee and to the PMB, and all of us can look through the new draft to see if the concerns we've addressed today are correct, because we're not gonna analyze the numbers. You know, other people do that. So, you know, we might see language that we would recommend being changed. I think that's about the most that we are going to be able to contribute.
Eileen, this is Lydia. I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, this is not, this draft is not for distribution. Just
no, this one, no. I'm waiting. I'm talking about the next one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
No,
yeah.
This is way too raw.
The next one will be officially posted when that time comes. So thank you very much.
Well, once it's finalized, but not as a draft, I think. It's still a draft until the auditors sign it, basically. We could, if you like, we could funnel any comments through me so we have, you know, so they're not, you know, we're not 10 people sending our comments out into the ether somewhere. So feel free to send me your comments and I can put them together and organize them for the PMB or for Anita and for George as appropriate. Can we agree to that? Shall we move? Shall we move that?
McFadden,
does that need to be moved? Sorry? Who was
McFadden,
that?
McFadden,
yes, McFadden, what would you like to say?
I just wanted to say I hope we can contribute something besides just word changes in these things, or at least I thought I did when I said there's a error in the document, page 34 and 35.
Oh, the duplication. Of course, that's a huge one that would be caught. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's helpful, but I don't think it's necessary. As you said, we should get this. The auditor ought to get it to the state on Friday, no matter what, and that's that.
Okay.
This is Lydia. I'm getting off the call. I don't know if you had an adjournment time, so. But
no. Now would be good.
Okay.
So I would like to I summarize where we're at. We
okay.
will send
well,
out.
I have to get off the call. I'm
you
sorry.
Go ahead. I'll let you know. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lydia. Very helpful. So we will send out the new draft as soon as we get it, whether that's Wednesday, late Wednesday, or early Thursday, or mid-Thursday. I don't know. It's not in my hands. And those of us who feel so inclined can go through it and send our comments. Like I said, you can send them through me so I can organize them, unless you have somebody, perhaps your PNB director from your station, if you prefer, who is on this committee, if there's somebody. And that's how we're going to move forward. I think that's all we've got. Any other comments, questions, ideas?
I just have the date for the next meeting.
The next meeting. Okay, I asked Jorge when he thought he'd have the management letter, and he said that normally we need to have that within 4 weeks of the actual audit. So I would shoot for 3 weeks from tonight. He thought he could probably have it by then. And that would be an executive session, because going through the management letter, that always is an executive session, because then we hash out things we are comfortable with or not comfortable with, and the management letter is not for the public anyway. So that would be my proposal, that I would set a meeting for 3 weeks from tonight.
And Madam Chair, this is Sandra. So moved.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, that is, that's the 17th. And I'll keep in touch with Jorge to make sure that we would have the draft of that at least a few days before the meeting. Because if not, then we'll put it off, I guess. Okay, let's see. All right. Anybody else?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that we adjourn.
All right. We are adjourned. It is 10:45 p.m. Eastern. Thank you very much, everybody.
Congratulations,
what's going on.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks to all. Thanks. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.